Welcome to the smallest porgs in the universe. If you like them tiny, if you like them big and fat and nasty.
I can't even do a bit
without ripping off this. Is this just a best debate parody show at this point? Because this is the second one we've done, isn't it?
Are you going to introduce me or?
Sirius is here.
Thanks. I just want to let you know that it is possible, because what you want to do today is debate a topic.
Yes, I do. I have a spicy topic.
I wasn't aware that you were going to do it in the form of parodying the show from the guy that sued me for $20 million again.
Was this Mad Ducks? I think we discussed this on ACAC last week.
Yep, that's him. Yeah, I kind of thought that would be like a one and done thing, but I guess you're bringing it back.
Yeah, this is permanently the show now. So I'm gonna need you to give me $30,000 so I can install a voting rig. You can definitely vote on stuff on Patreon, right? You can put up polls.
Yes, you can also vote on Facebook.
Then what's the point?
The point is that guy's an idiot. That's the point.
I feel like it would be so much easier to just throw up a straw poll than make a whole website. Why did you need to do that?
Because he's dumb. But the thing he doesn't understand is straw poll, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, they all have shareable poll units that look good when spread on social. Because they're programmatic to the platform.
Maybe this is an SEO thing. Maybe he wants more people visiting the site. But I don't know. I don't think I'd go to a specific website just to vote on stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Oh, speaking of SEO, have you heard, the best thing? Apparently, when you Google that guy's name, one of the first things that comes up is my Medium article calling him an asshole.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, 22 years of SEO torpedoed by, one very well-researched and linked article.
I mean, researched. You lived it. You don't need to research anything.
But the thing is, no one believes it. Because if I tell someone, a stranger on the street, the world's first internet troll sued me for $20 million for making fun of him by calling him a cuck multiple times on an album of Christmas Carol parodies that I downloaded from a Christian website, no one believes it. I have to show them a transcript of the judge saying, "Are you serious? Is this serious? Why are you wasting my court's time?"
Oh man. No, it's the whole thing is insane. And if it wasn't so expensive, I think I'd find it a lot funnier.
It's still pretty funny. I mean, I'm $26,327 in. It's still pretty funny. I'm sorry. It is.
You could almost buy one website with that much money.
I know! Oh my God!
Here's a question. I don't want to delve too deep into this, Goss, but here's a question for you about that guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he's the type of person who thinks that by their nature, free things are not as good as expensive things? Or inexpensive things are not as good as expensive things? You could say no.
No, I think he decides on a thing-to-thing basis, and then I think the way that guy works is he has an emotional reaction to something, and then he creates a web of tortured logic around it to back it up. So, for example, if he were the first person ever to discover straw poll, he'd be like, it's great, it's free. But if someone else pitches him straw poll, he's like, oh, straw poll, no, you need to have your own.
Oh, really? It's like an ego thing?
Yes. You know how what I just said makes no sense?
Yes.
That's how that guy's brain works.
Really?
Yes.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. It's you can't convince him of shit. It's sad.
Speaking of sad, we just recorded. We're an hour past when we originally said that we were going to record this episode because I had to finish a game of Age of Empires, which add me on Steam, Vegan Weeb. I'm getting very good at it in that I can almost beat the computer sometimes.
Well, wait, what difficulty is the computer on?
Moderate. I put it on. I can beat it 100% of the time on standard and easy. But as soon as we get to moderate, then things start going left pretty quickly.
I have yet to defeat moderate as well. Moderate, Age of Empires 2, is like the biggest bully in my life right now. He keeps poning me. Do kids still say pone?
I don't think they do, but I don't know. I don't know, because these kids with their Fortnite dances and their ass eating and their T posing, their K posing, and they're cutting their ecstasy with rat poison.
Wow, these are some very busy kids.
Yeah, what did we do? I hate that I just said that. I'm getting so old.
You are in your early 20s, and I don't know why you think you can talk about old man shit. That's my shtick.
Oh man, remember Wonder Balls?
No, I don't. What is that? No, I'm not kidding. What is that?
Are you serious? You don't remember those?
What is a Wonder Ball? I swear to God.
Serious, we've eaten Wonder Balls together.
Do you mean Kinder Eggs?
No.
Then what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, so Wonder Balls.
Wonder Balls? Wait, real quick. That's the worst name I've ever heard.
You're messing with me. Okay.
It's
really mean of you to make fun of an autistic person like that.
Okay. No. I swear to God. I've eaten a Kinder Egg. When you said we've eaten them before, it made me now realize what it was, because on one of our first dates, we got like a chocolate orb that had a Minions 3 prize inside. I thought that was a Kinder Egg.
That's not a Kinder Egg.
What's the difference?
The difference is a Kinder Surprise Egg is a Kinder Surprise Egg. And this is a Wonder Ball, and Kinder Surprise Eggs don't have candy inside. They're just chocolate with a little plastic thing that with a toy in it. And you're not allowed to put toys in them, which is why they're stickers in America, because a kid choked and died. If only somebody would choke and die on AR-15 bullets.
Don't worry about that. Okay, but real quick.
All right, bye, so conservative audience, bye.
So in America, they sell a chocolate orb that when you open it has an additional sweet inside.
Yes, and the difference between Wonder Balls and Kinder Surprise Eggs is that Wonder Balls have crunchy candies on the inside, and when you crack open a Kinder Surprise Egg, you just get a toy car or something.
Where is the toy component to the Wonder Ball?
The Wonder Ball is the toy component is the sticker that you get, because remember we got Minions?
Is the sticker on the outside or the inside of the chocolate orb?
It is on the inside of the chocolate orb.
Wait, so a Wonder Ball essentially has twice the prizes?
Yes.
Oh, well, now I like Wonder Balls more than Kinder Surprise. You should have told me that.
You've eaten these.
I don't know.
You've put them in your mouth. I bought them for you.
Okay, well, here's a reference you definitely won't get.
Okay, I'm ready.
And after all, it's a Wonder Ball. Today is gonna be the day that you eat a chocolate orb. Sometimes a crunchy candy's inside and you go, oh my gourd.
Oh man, I really want to swear right now.
Anybody taste the way you do, Wonder Ball. And all the times you've eaten them, it's delightful. And all the times Halloween stickers are frightful. I said, baby. Okay, so when are you going to stop me?
Keep going to Cereals.
God damn it. No, I'm done.
You done now?
But how could they name it Wonder Ball? There's a song out there called Wonderwall.
I'm
also
pretty sure. I would bet $5 right now that Wonder Balls came out before that song.
I'll bet. Okay, bet accepted.
Okay, Google it.
All right. No. You Google when Wonder Balls came out. I'll Google when Wonderwall came out to save time.
Wonder Ball and
Wonderwall.
And then we'll both say it at the same time.
Same time. Right. Okay.
Hang on.
What's taking you so long, old man?
I'm trying to get to Google.
Hey.
Okay, ready?
Check out Googling Miss Daisy. Yes, ready. Three, two, one. 1993.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother. I get $5.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, A, you do get $5. B, when did Wonder Balls come out in America? Because in 1993, I was a kid and we didn't have Wonder Balls.
The Wonder Ball was first introduced in the mid-1990s. Product slogan was, "What's in the Wonder Ball?" Originally called the Nestle Magic Ball, the product contained small figurines of Disney characters. It's an American product, Asterios.
Nestle is not owned. Nestle's not an American company.
Disney sure as shit is. Oh, God damn it.
No, Disney's an international company. Here we go. Europe, Canada, and Mexico. Okay. The Wonder Ball came back out for Despicable Me in February of 2016. Wow!
Wow.
An urban legend circulated that the product was discontinued because a child choked and died, but there was no confirmation that the discontinuation was due to choking allegations. Wow. Okay. Chocolate toy withdrawn. Let me read this New York Times article from 1997. They were originally called Nestle Magic Balls.
I just said that.
Nah, but I wasn't listening. Why would I listen to a girl? Okay.
That's not very liberal of you.
No, you're right.
That's okay, not very late night with Samantha Bee of you. That's not very feminine.
That's not the name of her show.
What is the name of her show?
It's called Full Frontal.
So me and Asterios have come up. I think it's pretty obvious. I'm trying not to swear so much on these show and ACK because Asterios is just not classy. It's like I said, it's just not classy.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, I don't understand where the pressure is coming from to not swear. But on the other hand, I don't think porgs would swear if they even knew swear words.
They wouldn't because they're cute and little chubby angels. They would never do that. So every time I say a swear, I have to pitch your stupid website, your stupid Patreon. What is it? Patreon.com/what? I always forget.
What is it? Patreon.com/what? What is it? That's you. That's what you sound like. That's what you sound. You know, you're getting a percentage of that Patreon. It's incumbent upon you to promote it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Not make fun of it.
Why chatter could end tomorrow and I wouldn't care.
God damn it. I would care so much. I love pork chatter.
Nobody
let me tell you. Okay, you know that over 7,000 people do. Now, let me tell you something. Because a lot of people, sometimes they go like, do you really like these Star Wars birds? Like, or are you just like, is this a gag? So, Sriracha and I were in different places. I'm visiting my parents. She's visiting her parents. But for the week when I was home and she wasn't, I definitely fell asleep cuddling Wallard the big porg. And like I would wake up holding him because I missed Sriracha, but B, I love Wallard.
I have woken up in the morning with a kink in my arm because I was hugging a porg doll so tightly.
Not exaggeration, Sriracha. Every night she falls asleep holding this porg doll, and then she'll like kick all the sheets off of herself. So like there's just like a hot girl in her underwear like clinging to a porg for dear life, and it's like the weirdest thing to wake up to every morning.
It helps guide me through my nightmares.
Oh my god! It's like this is the sweetest thing I've ever seen, and I have the sweetest, and I'm. I got a boner. Anyway, sorry. I know that's gross. I know you don't like to talk about that stuff.
Oh my god, you're so disgusting. Yeah, it's not ironic. It's not ironic. I do like them, and ironic humor is dumb.
Yeah, yes. God damn it. Life is too short. Just like what you like.
There are just so many things in my life that have started out as me liking something ironically, and then it transitions into me actually liking it. Like anime.
I'm sorry. You liked anime ironically?
Oh god, yeah, for the beginning.
Wait, tell me, I didn't know this. I thought you just always liked anime.
Nah, we'll save that for the next Waifu Wars. Now, biggest, the smallest debate in the universe, the smallest pork in the universe today is... It's a drum roll.
He has a drum roll? Oh god, what an asshole. This is very triggering, and I'm trying to ignore it.
Why?
Because this guy ruined my life! This guy that you're parodying!
If porgs were real, would they be gross? That's the topic today. That's the topic, guys. So, now, as everybody knows, I am a thought leader. I've never been wrong once in my life. Stereos. Name one time I was ever wrong.
You were wrong to sue me for $20 million.
No, I wasn't.
Calling you a cuck.
You are emotionally harassing me and you are not fit to be a parent.
Okay, I'm not a parent. Anyway.
Parent of porgs. I'm right again. Right every time. So, I can debate both sides of the topic because I am an expert in everything. So, Asterios, if porgs were real, would they be gross?
Okay. Oh my goodness, this is so difficult. This is so goddamn difficult because dogs are great. Like, you do have to do, you have to, like, clean up. Sometimes they stink. You know, so you gotta, like, wash them. You gotta put powder on them. Like, we just put powder on our dog, Maddie, here at home.
You put powder on your dog?
You put a kind of powder on the dog, and it's sort of like a way to give the dog a dry bath.
Oh, yeah, because dogs reek.
They hate getting wet. Yeah, exactly, because they stink.
Why do they smell so bad when you get wet?
Well, I mean, everybody, I don't think anybody smells good. You know what I mean? Like, well, not ever, but it's like people stink. Like, if a guy doesn't take his shower for 3 days, he smells like crap. But you got to take the dog outside to poo and pee. So it's like, is a dog gross? No, but there are gross dogs, and it's possible that through a lack of care. See, I think it's got a lot less to do with the porg and a lot more to do with the owner. What do you think?
Wild porgs. Well, I asked you to take a hard stance not to be Switzerland here. So
I'm not. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Actually, that is fair. They are birds. Okay. Wild birds are probably pretty gross. Like, if a pigeon tried to nuzzle me. But the thing is, if a wild porg tried to nuzzle me, I would take the nuzzles, but I would just go wash my hands. But, like, would a wild porg be covered in, like, ticks and fleas? They didn't look it. They didn't look it on Octo. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that you were looking for a hardball with Chris Matthews style 30-second take, but this is actually a really good question. Okay, I'm in Central Park. A porg comes up to me.
It hops.
Yes. I was literally imagining it hopping up to me. And then it starts to nuzzle, like, my sock. I think I'm like, oh, this is great. And then, like, if I'm eating a super pretzel, the porg looks up at me with those big, big eyes.
And he goes,
starts to cry. I give him the super pretzel. Other porgs start to come around me. They're nuzzling me. Yeah, I'm taking a shower, but I think I'm okay. Look, Ray nuzzled and coodled them.
Did she?
And that's, I mean, in the Star Wars Forces of Destiny cartoon, porgs, it ends with her holding a porg and going, it's all right, little one. Everyone can have a turn.
Did she?
And she's petting it.
Did she? I want to go back and watch that and see if she wiped her hands after.
Do it. Okay. Okay. Because the thing is, what's difficult is that Rey grew up without a shower. Like, she grew up living in a gross desert planet. So she might, if they smell, like, she might not know because you become nose blind. God damn. But she looks real hot. She looks real attractive. So clearly there's some kind of hygiene in the future. She doesn't look like fucking Pigpen from the Peanuts. There's no dust cloud behind her. She doesn't have any, like, gross armpit sweat stains on those mummy wraps she's wearing. I'm gonna say wild porgs are not gross, but like any wild animal, you should probably wash your hands. Final answer.
Well, you're fucking it. Oh, damn it. Patreon.com. I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, patreon.com/Asterios. If you want this episode early, or if you want disgusting audio that we throw in the garbage, you can head on over to patreon.com/Asterios. You're an idiot, and I'll tell you why. Porgs would be disgusting because they're birds. They're exactly the same thing as pigeons. Would you cuddle a pigeon?
They are not exactly the same thing as pigeons. They are much more intelligent.
How do you
figure? And they are much more lovable. Okay, well,
obviously, they're more lovable, but the only difference is that they don't have beaks. They're dumb birds.
Okay, not having a beak is already a huge improvement over pigeons. Yes, pigeons have hard, stabbing mouths, and pigeons also have gross, disgusting claws with gross, disgusting toenails, whereas porgs have cute little webbed feet. Porgs, without a beak, they can't attack. Pigeons are predators. Porgs are not. Additionally, we know that porgs are more intelligent than pigeons because porgs, in the episode of Star Wars Forces of Destiny called Porg Problems, porgs were able to trade wiring for blue fur. Whereas a pigeon, if you give the, as you said, if you give the pigeon the wiring and the fur, the pigeon's like, great, I got two things now.
But you know what he doesn't have? A shower. Birds.
Neither of them do, but birds take dust baths.
They're wild animals, Asterios. What is a dust bath? That does not sound like it would get you clean.
It absolutely does. A, it's very similar to what we just gave our dog as I spoke about giving the dog a powder bath. B,
but powder is not flavored, but scented. Dirt is not.
Well, I didn't say dirt. I said dust. So what they do is they hop in like a little pile of dust and they fluff and fluff and fluff around and they shake and shake and shake around in it. And then the dust kills like mites and ticks and things like that. But they don't know. They're just like little fluffy, dusty little birds. And then they fly around and flap. And don't forget, porgs can swim real well, as we saw in the Star Wars Forces of Destiny cartoon Porg Problems.
So can ducks, but ducks are still gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think a porg is more analogous, not to a pigeon, because pigeons, I just think New York City pigeons, which are everywhere and also very not afraid of humans.
Flying rats, yes.
Flying rats. Rats with wings. But I think the closest thing to a pigeon or to a porg would be a duck. Because ducks can also swim. And ducks can bob their head underwater. So that's pretty much like swimming underwater. But they're still disgusting, Asterios. Like, I'll feed bread to you, but don't get any closer to me.
They're porgs. They're so cute.
They're cute, but they're gross.
I don't know that you've made your case yet. I mean, the thing is, we know that ducks shit everywhere. Like, also, ducks are kind of fucked up. Like, they'll chase you. Like, the thing about ducks is, if something is running from it, ducks assume that it is scared and that they are dominant and that they can beat the thing. So, like, if a little kid starts running away from a duck or even a human, the duck will chase the person because the duck's like, yes, I'm winning. Until the person turns around and, like, kicks at the duck, and the duck's like, escape. So, like, ducks are assholes. Pigeons are assholes.
You think porgs would be a-holes?
No, because we've seen that they interact very well with sentient beings.
That's true. Who do you think would win a fight, a porg or a duck?
A duck.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because the duck's got a beak. All the pork has is its big... It's big eyes.
It's big, beautiful eyes. How would a porg even fight another porg? Because they don't seem to have... Obviously, they don't have claws. They don't have beaks. They can't stab at each other. How would they settle their conflicts?
We've discussed this while drunk. The solution that we came upon was that they would have a cuddle fight until they both hugged each other so hard that they forgot what the conflict was. And then... Everybody wins.
Do you think they sleep standing up?
I think they sleep in a big pile with the younger ones in the middle and the older ones on the outside because the older ones have thicker wings, you know, and thicker feathers.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at these porgs. The porgs in the Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, the porgs that were playing with Rey's lightsaber, those things look disgusting. Hang on, let me send you. Jamie, pull that up. Pull up the porgs, Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
You've never seen the Joe Rogan Experience?
How red-pilled is my fucking girlfriend?
I hate the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, clearly, because you could name the person that pulls up the graphics on it.
It's a meme, Asterios. I know what the Proud Boys are, too, but I sure don't like them.
Yeah, well, how much do you know about the Proud Boys?
Everything. Everything there is to know.
Okay, I'm looking up. All right, okay. Look, I can't pull up whatever picture you're looking at, but what I'll say in their defense is, well, clearly, you thought they were cute at the time because you loved them, could not stop talking about them, wanted to buy them immediately, and started a podcast about them. So for you to go back and watch the footage and now say that they're gross is a little odd.
Well, I think gross things can be cute. I'm gross, and I'm also cute.
Well, In your debate, are they gross or not? I mean, I guess you're right. I guess the opposite of gross isn't cute. I guess the opposite of gross that you're working with is not gross.
The opposite of gross is clean.
That's not true.
Yes,
because
it is.
I think Donald Trump probably showers all the goddamn time, but I think he says some pretty gross things.
True, his body is pretty gross. The opposite of gross is skinny.
What are you talking about?
I just sent you a picture on Facebook Messenger. Why don't you go open that up?
Okay, Facebook Messenger. All right, hold on. God damn it. Messenger. funnyjunk.com/channel/funny/porg/YOLVOPing now. Opening now. Loading. Why are you showing me this?
Look at how gross they look. Look at how gross their feathers look.
Okay, this is... Okay, hold on. Yeah, this is an incredibly low-resolution image. Zoom in on it, and you can see the pixels, and I've seen quite a few shops in my time. And that's one of your millennial memes. God damn it. Why don't you do this? Goddamn millennial. Why don't you Google Porgs HD High-Res 4K?
Okay, Porgs HD.
High-Res 4K.
No.
Okay, well, you're not going to find the most HD high-res 4K porgs. And, you know, I'm going to Google that then.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Googling it. Porgs HD high-res 4K. Oh, wow, these are great. These are some great porgs.
Is the first thing you get from HQ wallpapers?
Yes, I'm going to open that now. I'm sure it's going to destroy my phone with spyware.
Oh, yeah, get ready to obliterate your ad.
Oh, my God.
I want a pet.
Yeah, you do. Because they're not gross. You don't want to pet something gross, like a big ball of slime or someone's snot.
You're right, I don't want to pet Trump either. But I do want to pet these boys.
Yeah.
Asterios, I think you win the debate.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell you were... What were you thinking? Now look, here's a good topic. Proper care and feeding and cleaning of your pork. Because they're birds. I mean, your mom owns a bird, right?
Yeah, and it's gross.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about your real life experience with birds.
With parakeets, they're disgusting.
Okay.
I don't know how something that spends its entire life in a cage gets so gross. But these things are gross. They pluck their feathers, they scream, they squawk, and they poop everywhere.
They do?
Yes. Parakeets, they're gross and they smell too.
Can you train them to poop in like in one place?
I've never tried, but maybe.
Okay, I'm gonna say probably not, because that's the phrase bird brain puts me in mind of a low intelligence creature. Oh no, I have to go to the post office. My mom's gonna yell at me if I don't get there by 5. All right, well, parakeets are different than porks though, because there are some dogs that are disgusting and gross and some dogs that are great and cool. So like, just because your parayeet, as you call it, is disgusting, it doesn't mean the porks will be. We never saw porks shitting everywhere. We never saw porks pulling out their feathers.
Wait, also on Wikipedia, the porg article, it says that porgs like to clean themselves in puddles.
That makes a lot of sense, because unlike parakeets, porgs are aquatic because they're based on puffins, which swim.
Yeah, well, seawater is pretty gross, though.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know what's even grosser? No water.
A dirty porg. I can't be Maddox, because I can't debate both sides of this debate. I just love them so much.
Yeah, I don't. And you know what? I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing that you can't be Maddox. I'm glad that I'm dating a girl who does not have the capability to be Maddox. Additionally, if they're swimming in puddles, well, that's rainwater, and rainwater is freshwater.
You're right. You're definitely right. I didn't think about that. Well, thank you for listening to the debate. Now for time for some news around the web. I lit a candle and I burned my nail off.
What did you... What?
I melted my fingernail. Wow, I really messed my nail up.
I don't even know how that's possible to do. I'm not kidding.
Okay, so you take a... When you take a lighter...
Uh-huh.
And you light the thing. I have very long nails, for those who can't tell. And you light it, and you gotta hold it on an angle. And the flame melted my nail off.
No. A, I've lit... I've lit a lot of stuff on fire in my life. I used to be a smoker. What you do is you hold the candle upside down.
But then the wax drips all over you.
Not if you just light, if you light it real quick and then quickly put it back. I mean, I agree, you probably shouldn't hold a lit burning candle upside down, but a dry candle, hold it upside down, because when you light a lighter, the flame does shoot up. You let it shoot up into the wick, you quickly flip it over, that's it.
I have very long nails. I think you're underestimating how long my nails are.
You know what? Do it right now, and I bet you won't fuck up your nails.
I don't want to, because I just blew the candle out, and now it's all wet.
Get another candle. I know you have more than one candle.
Have another candle.
No one has just one candle. No
one.
We're
recording an episode of a radio show.
Go get... Yes, and this is actually a very good ending, because what if you burn yourself? That's funny.
I already burned my nail off. That's interesting. I don't need to burn another nail off.
Get another candle! You lost the debate! You get another candle!
Other things happening around the web. I'm tired.
Does he really do that at the end of his show? He just talks about the news?
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'm raking my brain for funny news stories, but I'm just...
You're racking your brain?
I'm wrangling my brain. My stylistic linguistics. Nobody appreciates me. Once again, I am ostracized for bringing new ideas to the table.
That's it for Pork Chatter. I'm your co-host, Stereos
Coconut. I'm strange, I don't have a fingernail anymore.
If you want to get episode... Wait, okay, you cursed a lot, so give the
plug. I did not. I did it once, and I compensated for it.
Oh, you did it twice. Well, what did you say when you burnt your nail?
Owie.
Anyway, you can get brand new episodes of Pork Chatter 4 days early at patreon.com/stereos for just a dollar. Of course, you can also support us by subscribing to us on Twitch if you are an Amazon Prime member.
You get it for free.
Guess what? Yeah, this is weird. If you have Amazon Prime, guess what? You can give us, like, money for absolutely free if you subscribe to twitch.tv/AstereosCoconos or twitch.tv/SierraSantana1. That's Sriracha's weird name. All her names are bad.
In other news around the web, my P key on my keyboard is broken off because I smashed it too many times.
What? Okay, that is very interesting to me. I'm looking at my keyboard the other day. The A and S keys are worn down because those are two of the most used letters in the English language. What the fuck are you typing that has the letter P in it so much?
No, I intentionally pulled the P key off. Remember, that was the day that I spilled coffee on my laptop and spurged out and ripped the P key off. Other news from around the web, I don't like those EO slip-ons. I think they're waxy. You know those egg-shaped things that every girl at one point in the mid-2000s had? I don't like them. I don't know how they're still around either. Like, they look cool. But
I think it's probably they're still around because they're easy to find in your purse and they don't get gross.
In other news from around the web, invest in Digibyte. Not Digibro. He's a pedophile. But invest in Digibyte. Digibyte is the cryptocurrency that of the future. One day we will be bigger than Bitcoin as soon as we get organized.
You know, I'm just going to walk away from my...
There are literally dozens of us.
You just keep talking, okay?
There are literally dozens of us.
I'll talk to you guys later.
You can invest in Digibyte or... I can't think of any other cryptocurrencies. Litecoin. I don't have any Litecoins. Ethereum. But Mike Cernovich is long on Bitcoin. There should be a Pork coin. And our next... I can hear you there, Stereos. You keep rubbing against the mic. Your flannel shirt that I'm sure you're wearing is rubbing against the mic. If you want to see real live porgs, you can't because they're not real. Bye!
What? You're so funny!